Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm so happy to welcome back to the show my friend Caroline Levitt. She is the National Press Secretary for President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Rich, thank you so much for having us. And we are so excited to be in Pennsylvania this weekend on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to be?
We are going to be, the president is hosting a rally at the fairgrounds in Schnecksville. I hope I'm saying that right.
Nice.
So the rally starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 3.
Very good. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who want to be there. I was reading this article the other day in the Wall Street Journal about all these hardworking men and women in the energy sector outside of Pittsburgh who all said they would never vote Democrat ever again. They are excited for President Trump to get back in the White House because they know he's going to fight to protect their jobs in the energy sector. And they know that Joe Biden wants to destroy their jobs in natural gas, which is one of the most critical industries here in Pennsylvania.
Exactly right. And the Keystone State, unfortunately, is crumbling under Joe Biden's economic policies. On day one, Joe Biden took action to hamper our domestic energy industry. As you just mentioned, he shut down the Keystone pipeline, which sent canceled thousands of jobs here at home. And his radical electric vehicle mandate is undoubtedly going to send more jobs over to China and take away those jobs from hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania. That's not to mention the inflation crisis that Joe Biden's tax and spend policies have created. Prices are more than 20% higher overall than they were when President Trump left office and Joe Biden took office to this day. When you look at the increase in inflation for just everyday household goods, eggs, for example, just one example, eggs are up 49% since Joe Biden came into the White House. And I know people of Pennsylvania are feeling that every single day. And that's why President Trump is leading in your state, because people realize just a few short years ago how much better their lives were. And that's why the president is running again. He doesn't have to be doing this and dealing with these Biden trials and persecutions. He stepped into the arena to fight to make this country great again and to rebuild our economy, which he is very much focused on doing, and he will do.
All right, let's talk about debates, because I, for one, would love to see President Donald Trump debate Joe Biden. I think America would like to see this. I think America needs to hear from the president, try to defend this terrible economic record, try to defend how he has destroyed America's energy independence and how he has allowed the border to be wide open for people to pour in thousands and thousands every single day. I want to hear the debate, Caroline Levitt.
Hey, we want a debate, too. And the president has called on Joe Biden to debate. He has said he will debate him anytime, anywhere, any place. And our campaign leadership actually sent out a letter to the Presidential Debate Commission today calling on them to move the debates earlier in the election. This is an unprecedented election. We have a former president and we have an incumbent president. It's one of the earliest general elections we've ever had because President Trump was so strong in the Republican primary. We wrap wrapped up the nomination very quickly. And so we should debate now on the issues that matter to the American people: immigration, inflation. Joe Biden has completely destroyed this country. If you look at every metric and statistic, whether it's his open border policies that have led to a violent migrant crime wave in every single state that Americans are deeply concerned about, whether it's his weak foreign policy that has led to war all over this world and conflict and chaos and bloodshed, people deserve to hear from him and hear why he thinks he deserves another 4 years in the White House. And so President Trump is open to do it again, anytime, anywhere, any place. Our campaign re-upped that challenge to Joe Biden's team today. We are waiting to hear back from them. We'll see what they have to say. But frankly, I think Joe Biden's handlers know that he is too weak to get on a debate stage and stand there for 2 hours and defend his horrible policies, never mind have the physical and mental stamina to keep up with President Trump.
Caroline, you're talking about physical stamina. The guy can't walk upstairs. He trips upstairs, Caroline Leavitt. Physical stamina. No, but also, too, I mean, he called on that reporter yesterday. That was great, right, during that press conference in the Rose Garden, mm-hmm. where he turns around and he says, who am I supposed to call on? Hang on, I got it here. I got the paper here. You. And then Sage Steele coming out and saying that her ESPN interview, entirely scripted. I mean, come mm-hmm. on, Caroline, this guy... I remember he was answering questions and they started to play music. They were drowning him out like he was accepting an Academy Award and went on too long.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joe Biden is the weakest, most incompetent, and corrupt president we have ever had, and he's the least transparent president we've also ever had. He has not done a sit-down interview with a major American television network in more than 200 days. And any time he speaks to the press, which is not often, hardly he ever takes questions. And when he does, as you mentioned yesterday, there is a chart in front of him. The questions are very likely pre-planted and planned and relayed to his team. And even then, he still cannot give competent sentences and answers to their questions. It is truly embarrassing, the fact that this is our president, the commander-in-chief of our military, the leader of the free world, can't even take basic questions from the American press corps, but is somehow expected to engage in negotiations with our adversaries, which he's obviously not doing. And that's exactly why we've seen turmoil all over this world. You think Vladimir Putin respects Joe Biden? No, he doesn't. That's why he's endorsed him for 2024, because he knows it's better for Russia if Biden's in. I'm not kidding, Rich. That is what Vladimir Putin said. He said that Joe Biden is a predictable politician and would be better for Russia if he were in instead of Donald Trump. And you know what? That tells you a lot, because people don't respect him, not here at home and definitely not abroad.
I tell you what, Caroline, it's just funny to think that Putin, maybe he'll speak at the Democrat National Convention. It's possible, you know. Trump had a great event in Chick-fil-A. It made national news. I loved watching it, the reception, people, that one woman who came over and gave him a hug and said, I can't wait to tell my mom. And it was really a great moment, wasn't it?
What was it yesterday, Rich? You cut out.
The Chick-fil-A when the president was in Atlanta, yeah. Georgia, and all these people came up to him. One woman came up to him, gave him a hug, and said, I can't wait to show my mom, you know, took a picture with him.
Yes. Oh, yesterday was an amazing day on the campaign trail. The president never stops. He was in Atlanta and Orlando, Florida for fundraisers where he raised more than $15 million. This comes on the heels of his historic fundraiser last Saturday in Palm Beach. But yes, we went to the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. By the way, that was in a minority community, overwhelmingly black community that voted for Joe Biden, 90% in 2020, and President Trump went into the heart of that community to first of all get some milkshakes for everyone on the team and for all of the customers, but also more importantly to meet and greet with the customers and the staff. And I can tell you it was such a rewarding visit, and the customers there were so genuinely surprised and excited to see President Trump. You mentioned the one woman who gave him a big hug and complimented him for his funding that he secured for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, one of which she attended. She thanked the president for that. So it was a really just remarkable day. And it shows, you know, the difference between President Trump and Joe Biden. President Trump is beloved by millions and millions of people across this country of all backgrounds. He has truly built the greatest political movement in history. Joe Biden can't even sit on the beach in his own hometown in Delaware for 5 minutes. And nobody goes up to him. They don't even care that he's there. And anytime he steps out of the White House grounds, he gets booed and heckled and screamed at. And so, you know, if the election were held today, we're very, very confident President Trump would win because so many Americans just realize how much better he made their lives.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sorry. When it comes to building sandcastles on a beach, there's no one better than Joe Biden. No one better, Caroline Leavitt. Listen, my friend, it's always a pleasure. Before I let you go, because I know you got to get back on the trail, and I'm grateful for your time. You brought up minority communities. I've seen the polling data. Trump is winning with Hispanics. He's doing better than ever with the black vote. He's crushing it now with younger voters as well. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, Joe Biden cannot win because he also has a whole coalition of crazy that he hasn't locked down yet. So that he hasn't even pivoted to a general election message yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Joe Biden's base has completely left him because his policies are so terrible. You know, he's stuck in between a rock and a hard place with the far left young demographic who don't think he's been far left enough. But then many moderate young people, as you mentioned, are shifting towards President Trump because they realize Bidenomics is ripping them off and not working for them. And then you have, of course, many Americans of different faiths that are upset with his handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict in the Middle East. African-Americans are rightly infuriated to see illegal immigrants taking over their inner cities and being put first while they feel as though they've been put last for so many years. And then, of course, you have the Hispanic community that has seen Joe Biden's border invasion firsthand on the front lines. And many of our many members of the Hispanic community are legal immigrants who came to this country the right way and have worked hard to build their own American dream. And now they're seeing millions and millions of people from all over this world get a free ride, free health care, free welfare, free housing, and it's unfair. And you know what? All Americans deserve to be put first, regardless of your race or your religion. That's what President Trump believes in. That is his motto, America first. And that is why you see him surging. Not only is he dominant in this race, he is growing his support every single day. And that's why the Democrats are doing everything they can to stop him.
Caroline Leavitt, always a pleasure, my friend. The president's coming to Pennsylvania on Saturday. We appreciate your time and have fun on the trail.
Thank you. We look forward to it. If anyone wants to attend the event Saturday night, you can go to our website, DonaldJTrump.com, and click on the events page to sign up for tickets, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Caroline.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.